The Bible is the only book on earth that has legitimate, proven prophecy. Words that were written hundreds and even thousands of years ago tell of a time we are witnessing right now. Prophecy proves that the Bible was inspired by the one true living God. When it comes to Bible prophecy about the last days, there's a central figure that many people overlook, but the Bible documents it in great detail. Around 4,000 years ago, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord God appeared to him and created a covenant with him. "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." Over time, Israel and the Jewish people were attacked and displaced. But since the Jewish-Roman wars of the 1st and 2nd century, Israel was no longer its own recognized home of the Jewish people. But there's at least 10 prophecies, some written thousands of years ago, that said the Jewish people would eventually come home and come back to their land, and that's exactly what we saw happen in 1948 when Israel became a state. "For I will take you out of the nations, I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. And I will bring the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God." At this current day, most of the Jewish people in Israel reject Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, but there's prophecies that say they will maybe turn around, at least many of them. This is a very important revelation that the Jewish people need to come to. It all plays in line with the other prophecies that are directed towards Israel: the coming of the Antichrist, war at Jerusalem, the Battle of Armageddon in northern Israel, and most importantly, the second coming of Jesus Christ when he comes back to Jerusalem. We'll get into all those prophecies and how they're very clearly being set up and Israel's crucial role in fulfilling them. But first, let's look at this next prophecy that says the Jewish people will eventually come around and many of them will accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah. "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins." Israel plays a huge role in end times prophecy, and even more so, the city of Jerusalem. When Jesus gave us the Olivet Discourse, he gave us the prophecy of the last days of earth. Right in the middle of it, he mentioned Jerusalem by name and said that a large event would take place there. "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her." Zechariah 12:3 parallels this prophecy in the Old Testament. "I'm going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. On that day when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves." You may ask, why will Jerusalem be surrounded? Did Jesus give a warning as to why or how this would happen? When you look at the parallel passage of this in Matthew 24, Jesus explains what sets the stage for this to take place. "So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." Jesus is referring to Daniel 9:27, a passage about the Antichrist desecrating the temple. "He will confirm a covenant with many for 1/7. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And at the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him." Old and New Testament prophecies cover this in multiple passages in multiple books, showing the absolute importance of this and how critical of an end times sign that it is. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. These passages are very clearly, in my estimation, prophecy about the coming third temple that the Antichrist will eventually desecrate. With what we are seeing in Israel right now with the red heifers and the preparations for their ashes that will cleanse the priests, the temple instruments, and the temple itself, it seems that the world is on a head-on course with these prophecies to come to pass. Even yesterday, I saw a post that talked about the priest for this third temple ceremony, how they found the guy who could do it. He meets all of the characteristics. Israel My Channel made a post saying, "This is huge, a Kohen fit to perform the red heifer ceremony. The young Kohen in the photo visiting the red heifer candidates in Shiloh is fit to perform the red heifer ceremony. He came into the world via home birth, has never set foot in a hospital or cemetery, and therefore considered by Halakha, Jewish law, to be of the highest level of Torah purity. Having never contracted to Mat Met, impurity imparted by contact with a corpse, should he opt to participate in the Temple Institute's ongoing preparations in anticipation of the renewal of the ashes of the red heifer, he will undergo intense instruction and training. After the abomination of desolation takes place and all the other prophecies are fulfilled up to this point, the next event that takes place in northern Israel is the Battle of Armageddon. Revelation 16 tells us how all the kings of the earth will come to this valley to battle the last end times battle. And in Revelation 16:16, it says, "And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon." We can see through all of this that Israel is the center for end times Bible prophecy, and even more so, the city of Jerusalem. "Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain." At the culmination of all things, when the last prophecies are being fulfilled, the second coming of Jesus Christ takes place, and it takes place right there in Jerusalem at the Mount of Olives. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Jesus has come back. The Antichrist and the false prophet have been defeated. Satan has been cast into hell for 1,000 years. Old Jerusalem has been replaced with New Jerusalem. "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God." Israel, Jerusalem, and the Jewish people play critical roles in how end times prophecy will unfold. Time is short, and it looks like these events are well on their way to fulfillment. No one knows the day or the hour or how their life will unfold. Make Jesus the Lord of your life today. He warned us of these things so that we could trust in him and his word and be with him, saved, in heaven forever. "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here's the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand."